Welcome back to the Pete Dellatore Business Program, sponsored by Great Florida Bank, Esserman International, Community Newspapers, Holiday Inn Coral Gables, and Sam's Club.
Welcome back, my friends, to the last part of the second hour, the Power Hour, the Pete Dellatore Business Program. And thank you to Gary Goldfarb for participating this morning and talking about this, this exciting opportunity with the foreign trade zones. This indeed will inject some needed opportunities, economic opportunities here in South Florida, Miami-Dade County. To close up the show today, we're bringing back a great, great friend of mine who is one of the true leaders in the commercial industrial market here in South Florida. And he's going to talk a little bit about a phenomenal article that came out in Business Monday in the Miami Herald this week on the booming industrial real estate market here in Miami-Dade County. And without further ado, let me bring on the show the one and only Ed Redlick, Vice President for Comreal Miami. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Pete. I'm doing great. How about you this morning?
Phenomenal, man. This has been a great, great show, a great segment, and this is a very, very exciting news, man. Share a little bit about your perspective on all of this.
Hey, Pete, your show is too good this morning. I'm intimidated to follow Tony Villamil and Gary Goldfarb. Those guys are great visionaries and experts in our market, so I'm a little nervous following those guys.
You nervous? I doubt that, buddy.
Hey, and you only gave me 10 minutes to talk. I could talk about industrial real estate all day long.
Well, it went so well that actually we're down to 8 minutes, so I owe you two.
Okay, there we go. But, hey, just to keep with the theme of your show and the kind of segue off of what Mr. Villamil said, our local economy, what I like about the industrial real estate market is a lot of times, you know, we're on the front lines and we can see what's happening in the industrial real estate market and how that might affect our overall economy. Just for example, we've seen 1 million square feet of warehouse space occupied this year. And what that means is that that's just more jobs for our local economy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them is import-exporters. There's some manufacturing jobs coming back. So, you know, when Tony and I talk, you know, we'll say, hey, this is what's going on in the industrial real estate market. And, you know, then he can put that into his overview of the entire local economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great. And the article and the Business Monday from the Miami Herald that you mentioned, just a great several great articles in that newspaper. I invite everybody to check it out. And it's a great report because here we are in the middle of the year, and it's just kind of good to reflect back what's happened so far this year and you know, where we're going to be in the next 6 months. And Comreal just published its mid-year report on the Miami industrial market, and that's free for everybody. You can go on to MiamiWarehouseTeam.com and check that out. Learn about new deals in the market, new trends, new properties available, and it's a good way to check into that.
Well, I like what the article said, that there's suddenly a mini building boom underway in the warehouse district west of Miami International Airport. And if there's any organization that's been a pioneer and a leader in that market, it's Comreal and the whole team there.
Thanks, Pete. You know, I'm very reserved to use a word like boom. A lot of times us brokers get accused of hyping up the market. But
Well, you didn't write the article, so you're off the hook.
I didn't write the article. I didn't say the word boom. But
what's that mini building?
I got to admit, if you look at the facts, if you look at our transportation, what we're doing in Miami-Dade County,
mm-hmm.
From the FEC rail, getting that repaired,
yep.
From the deep dredge to the 50 feet, there's a lot of infrastructure that's going on in Miami-Dade County, including the expressways of the Dolphin and Palmetto, what they're doing over there. All that affects the industrial real estate market as well. And then you look at what we have not had in 5 years since before the recession is new development,
right?
Speculative development. If Flagler breaks ground on their South Florida Logistics Center, which should happen by the end of the year, that's going to be about 1 million square feet of new product. This is built speculative. This is investors making a commitment to Miami, and they don't even know if they're going to have a tenant in there, but they're building it, presuming that they will. So that's very exciting to have that to talk about, which we haven't had in 5 years.
You know, that's a great point because, you know, it because of what happened, everyone kind of took a step back and said, well, I'm not doing anything until somebody knocks on my door and they want me to build or there's a demand out there. I'm just not going to stick my neck out there. So the fact that, you know, and there's a lot of quotes in this article here that I think are pretty interesting. And one from a good friend of yours, I'm sure, George Pino, president of State Street Realty, he estimates that There are more than 10 tenants in the market, each shopping for more than 100,000 square feet of space. And, you know, again, when was the last time you heard of a building that was halfway built and it was half pre-leased?
Yeah, there's no doubt there are a lot of other companies in Miami and outside of Miami looking to move in, and they're just trying to find the right place to move to. Our team here at Comer, we have probably about three dozen customers looking for the right properties, and the market's becoming much and much tighter. 3 years ago, our vacancy rate in the warehouse market was 12%. We're down now to under 7%. So you can just see the absorption taking place. So we envision that even the new space that's being constructed right now will fill up. And what that also does, too, is drive up the lease rates. The lease rates are increasing. The sales prices are increasing. So it's a fact the industrial market is definitely very strong and active right now. I think it'll continue for at least another 6 months, if not another 1 to 2 years right now. So it's all looking very positive for us.
It's a good time. And that also tells you that the business community is reinvesting again, and they're putting in money to not just where they're at, but where they think they're going to be going. So that's a positive sign. I've just been told by my producer about running out of time. I tell you, I don't know about the second hour, but I just shared with my producer, Roly, that in the first hour, I go through everything. The second hour is just flying right by here. So what we're going to have to do, Ed, is have you come in here, because I know you were in here earlier in the year and we had a good conversation, is to bring you back and talk about these other segments that are happening here. But as we wrap it up, you know, where do things lie right now, and how do you think the rest of the year is going to pan out?
Yeah, well, I got to mention, I'm actually speaking to you live from the Miami Foreign Trade Zone. I know Gary talked about that.
Yes.
And I think I saw you here yesterday. We had a delegation from
Costa Rica.
Honduras and Costa Rica come by. So that's what's driving a lot of what's happening in Miami is around the world. So I definitely see probably we've got through 1 million square feet of new space absorbed. I think there's probably another 500 to 1 million square feet of new business out there as well. And I'd invite anybody who's interested in talking more about commercial real estate. They want to come by Anna Capri Restaurant tonight, 6 o'clock.
Is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I'm sorry. It's tomorrow night, Thursday night. Thanks for the catch. And we're going to continue this conversation about industrial real estate, commercial real estate in general. And we welcome anybody to come participate. And thanks so much for having me on the show, Pete. And I will come back and see you again if you'll tolerate me.
Absolutely. Love to have you here, buddy. Thanks so much for taking the time.
You're the best, Pete. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, my friends, we're about to wrap things up. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Tony Villamil, who was on the first part of the show. Gary Goldfarb talked about the foreign trade zones. Of course, Ed Redlich. My friends, we are on every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. here on 880 a.m. The Biz, B-I-Z. This is the Pete Dellatore Business Program. It's been a lot of fun. We're looking forward to next week. We have some phenomenal guests scheduled. So continue to tune in. We got more and more exciting things happening, my friend. So as always, make it a great and profitable week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Pete Dellatore Business Program. Tune in again next Wednesday at 10 a.m. for more of the Pete Dellatore Business Program, sponsored by Great Florida Bank, Esserman International, Community Newspapers, Holiday Inn Coral Gables, and Sam's Club.